5 to 7, Jane.
Thanks, Helen. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 13th of March. There are warnings of gales in all areas except North Utsira, South Utsira, Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight: low just northeast of Iceland, 958, slow moving, filling, 973, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Viking. Rain or squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering west or northwest, 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, perhaps wintry, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, south or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in German Bight, decreasing 4 to 6. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, veering northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy. West or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in Fitzroy, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or southwest, veering west or northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Shannon, Rockall and Bailey, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Squally showers, perhaps wintry, moderate or poor, occasionally good later. Ferrol, west or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, westerly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time in south. Squally wintry showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Southeast Iceland, mainly westerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8 until later in south and far west. Otherwise, cyclonic, 3 to 5. Wintry showers, squally at times, good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west, 5. Recent precipitation, 11 miles, 977, now rising. Stornoway, southwest, 3. Slight rain, 5 miles, 974, now rising. Lerwick, southwest by south, 6. 15 miles, 973, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest, 5. 16 miles, 981, falling. Bridlington, southwest, 4. 991, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 8. 2 miles, 999. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 7. 2 miles, 1001. Jersey, west-southwest, 5. Slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1016. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, 1003. Scilly Automatic, west, 6. 7 miles, 1004, now falling. Valentia, west by north, 6. 6 miles, 998, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest, 7. 13 miles, 989, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west, 6. Slight showers, 11 miles, 982, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday, the 13th of March. The general situation: a strong southwesterly airflow across the United Kingdom, with gales or severe gales affecting most areas, will veer more westerly and gradually ease. remaining unsettled with squally showers which will be wintry at times around some northern coasts. Strong winds and further rain will return to northern and western waters from Saturday night. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in north. Squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest, veering west for a time later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 4 later. Showers, wintry at times and squally at first, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, veering west later. Showers, perhaps wintry at times, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, 6 or 7, decreasing 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering northwest, 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later, veering northwest, 3 to 5 later. Showers, squally at times, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwest, 3 or 4 later. Showers, squally at times, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, veering northwest, 3 or 4 later. Showers, squally at times, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west or southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in south and gale 8 in north, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest, 5 to 7, veering west or northwest, 6 to gale 8 for a time, then occasionally 4 later. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. This morning's Farming Today hears about the innovative food technologies which could reach consumers in the next 15 years, like lab-grown meat, edible insects and 3D-printed mash. Charlotte Smith will be asking how they can be regulated to make sure they're safe. Before that, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Sevilla Rahman.
Good morning. I started to crochet in November 2024. My first proper project was a wonky hat for my husband, followed by a head warmer for my daughter. Here's a lesson I picked up. A single lone stitch is easily undone. A single chain of yarn is easily pulled apart. But a loop, linked to a loop, tied to another, becomes strong. And the more rows of loops, the stronger the bond, until this gentle material, so soft and malleable, becomes unbreakable. This is one lesson of crochet. Strength is in connection, and the more we connect with, the greater our strength. In the Quran, we are told, "And hold firmly to the rope of Allah all together, and do not become divided. And remember the favor of God upon you when you were enemies, and He brought your hearts together, and you became by His grace brothers and sisters." This is in reference to the first generations of Muslims who found families divided, as some believed in this new prophet whilst others didn't. It led to boycotts, oppression, and eventually wars. But those same people who once held such enmity in their hearts